Brothers and sisters, today's topic of Treasures for the Soul is We Are a Royal Priesthood, Part 2. It's written in Revelation chapter 1 that the Lord has freed us from our sins by His blood and made us priests to His God and Father. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 tells us that we are more than priests. We are a royal priesthood who have the honor of kings. We are kings. We're no longer in darkness. We have entered into the marvelous light. We can bring many to salvation, help them to draw near to God and experience God. We can love one another. This is how we finish God's will.
It's so precious that the Lord is our high priest. He also made us priests. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 tells us that the Lord has freed us from our sins by His blood, and He has made us priests to His God and Father. What He has accomplished is exceedingly perfect. Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6 reads, To Him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by His blood and made us a kingdom, priests to His God and Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. It's so precious that we will lead the whole universe to praise Him. He has made us priests, and we will reign with Him on the earth. The kings in the Old Testament period could not be kings and priests at the same time. But today, we are priests and kings at the same time. Wow, we do not only gain part of the blessings of the firstborn, but we have it all, more than double. We become joint heirs with Christ. Isn't this remarkable? We are different from those who are to obtain the earthly inheritance of man, which can only be granted upon the death of the benefactor. Rather, we are the heirs of the everlasting God. We are familiar with Revelation chapter 5, which says we are priests. What a glory it is to be a priest. Let us read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. This passage is very precious. In the past, I was searching in darkness. I search for truth and the meaning of life. It's amazing that now I have entered into the marvelous light. I have seen what God has prepared for us and what He wants us to see. His virtue and love is beyond measure. I treasure that He has made us a royal priesthood. We are more than priests. Our glory also exceeds the honor of kings. We are priests and kings at the same time. Now we are still on earth, but we will receive the glory of kings in the future. By the Lord, we can be kings of our life. We ought to manage well what He has entrusted to us. We should serve God as His priests. We are priests for the gospel, bringing many to God. After they believe, the most important thing we need to do is to help them to draw near to God so that they too can help others to come to God and experience Him. The church needs such believers to finish God's will together. This is also the most important in finishing God's will. This is the quality we should possess. All of us give our hearts to God, love one another, and save the world together. After they believe, they also love God, love one another in one accord, become a team of priests, deeply experience God, bring many to God, and be filled with God's presence.